I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Parts of Lebanon are without electricity or water. Nearly unsustainable costs of living persist. While the protests remain peaceful, people still don't know what will happen next. Nuna with Triumph at Mercy says the unknown is having an effect on her ministry operations.
So we had also a hard time as a ministry here to know what's happening. Are we opening today? Are we not opening? Are we bringing kids? Are we not bringing kids? Will the parents send their kids? For the first few days, they did not want to send their kids with us because they were fearing that some people would be beaten on the street, and especially as Syrians.
Pray for governmental corruption to end in Lebanon. Pray for justice, peace, and that people would be able to afford daily life. And despite the protests, ask God to reveal himself. And Slavic nations boast some of the coldest places in the world. Heat is a matter of life or death, and that's why Slavic Gospel Association created Operation Winter Warmth. SGA equips church partners to share the gospel along with warm clothes, fuel, heaters, and food. SGA's Eric Mock visited Ukraine for Operation Winter Warmth last year.
Even in the midst of that, standing in the snow about to provide aid to them, they wanted to hear the gospel first and get the food second. And I remember one man in the crowd turning to me and saying, "The government is not providing aid. Their own people are not providing aid, but the local church here, they are providing aid. We want to hear what you have to say because we see that you care about us."
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.